AM 1300 KGLO, it's time to welcome in with the spotlight on, ladies and gentlemen.
I brought props today.
It's Lark Trickstead. You brought props?
Yeah.
That's blinding.
Yeah, spotlight.
Oh, my. I'm going to shut my eyes. Were you still shining it at me? Oh, you got the front going. Where did you get that?
My husband, I asked him, I said, do you have a spotlight? And he goes, oh, what do you want that for? I said, it's my prop.
You know what I think you guys ought to do?
What?
At your house?
What?
Quit paying the power bill. Just light that. You could light your whole house up with that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's a nice one.
Oh.
See how it has all the different sides that just glow?
Can throw it.
Yes. Well, welcome to today's program. Family caregivers provide essential, often unpaid work in the U.S. They help family members with tasks like bathing, eating, coordinating insurance coverage, managing medications. But what a caregiver looks like in America is changing.
It is, and the spotlight is on the millennials today. Although the typical unpaid family member caregiver is a 49-year-old white woman, about 10 million Americans between the ages 18 and 34 of all different backgrounds are now caregivers for a family member or friend, according to a new report by ARP.
One out of four family caregivers in the United States is a millennial. As a baby boomer ages and needs more support, this young group is becoming an increasingly important part of the caregiving workforce. More than half of the millennial family caregivers are African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian American, Pacific Islanders. They are more likely than any other generation to balance caregiving with employment.
That is tough.
Wow.
Balancing work and life. And nearly three-quarters of the millennial caregivers are employed, according to the new report, and get a load of this, 53% work full-time. They spend an average of 21 hours per week on caregiving, or the equivalent of another part-time job. And more than one in four millennials spend over 20 hours each week providing care, and roughly one in five provides care for at least, get a little of this, 40 hours a week.
Wow. Yeah. Many of these millennials are not just working and providing this care, but are trying to figure out, how do I balance all of this?
Yeah.
That's what it says in an expert on long-term care services and support for ARP.
Yeah. And at this time in their life, a typical millennial may be thinking about going on vacation, hanging out with friends, and potentially getting married. But these millennials are doing things like wound care and bathing.
Even as millennial caregivers are spending much of their time working, over half earn less than $50,000, according to the report.
Yeah.
They spend an average of 27% of their income on caregiving-related expenses, a higher portion than any other generation. Now, that surprises me.
Yeah, and isn't that stereotypical thought? It's just not true.
Yeah.
And another common source of stress, this is traumatic, is the impact that caregiving responsibilities can have on one's career. And 54% of these millennial caregivers say that caregiving has impacted their job in significant ways. And according to the report, even more, millennials are much less likely to tell their supervisors or their colleagues at work about their caregiving responsibilities, meaning they often are navigating alone.
All by themselves.
Yep.
Just out there. Taking all of these factors together, it is clear that the millennials in the caregiving role have a unique experience that will influence and shift how we discuss and support family caregivers going forward. And the light's on!
ARP and United Way Worldwide are teaming up to spotlight Tim.
Spotlight!
Millennial caregivers. And at NorthIsSageLink.com, we have their new online tool that aims to increase awareness about the millennials and family caregiving. It's under the Aging and Caregiving tab, and it's fun. It's like you're playing a video game. It has caregiving scenarios and takes you through what ifs and gives you options to work through those scenarios.
So millennials would like that kind of stuff.
They would love it.
They would love that. And it's National Techie Day today, too.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
It's right in.
Spotlight. We got technology. And I know even my Facebook post, I got a picture of somebody banging on a computer trying to talk to it.
Oh.
That'd be me.
Been there, done that.
Mark, great information today.
Thanks.
And thanks for the spotlight.
You're welcome. I better take it with me. It's going to storm tonight.
You know, I enjoy being in the spotlight every now and then.
Bye.
Thanks, Lark. That's our program for this week on AM 1300 KGLO, Caregiver Corner.